Realtor Jennifer DeRozier is in the studio with us today to talk about social media. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, what's the best one for realtors wanting to grow their business? And how about LinkedIn, YouTube, and Clubhouse? Should they also be used to spread the word about your agency? Jennifer has tried them all, well, most of them anyway, and she has some great tips you won't want to miss, beginning right now.
Welcome to the Royal Palmcast, the show about everything real estate with a personal touch. From the production studios of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association in Fort Myers, Florida, here's your host, Jim Sanville.
Welcome to the Royal Palmcast. I am indeed your host, Jim Sanville. I'm here in the studios of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association in beautiful, sunny Fort Myers, Florida. And sitting to my right, as usual, is Mr. Jerry Johnson. Hey, Jerry Johnson.
Hey, Jim. Indeed, I am sitting to your right.
How the heck are you?
I am the heck great.
You doing all right?
I am.
You sure? You wouldn't hold back?
No, I think, great is a pretty good word.
All right, because I worry. You know I'm a worrier.
Your concern just warms my heart.
All right, well, as long as everything's okay in your world,
we're all good.
We can proceed.
Are you okay, Jim? You doing all right?
We'll talk after all the
right,
show,
right,
Jerry.
Right. Just making
this,
sure.
This stuff happened. No, everything's good. Everything's wonderful.
Excellent.
But I'm very excited because we have a great guest in the studio who I'll introduce in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you, if you happen to be a new listener, that this is a show where we talk about real estate, all aspects of real estate. We talk about it from the perspective mainly of the realtor, but that definitely spills over into the world of the home buyer, the home seller, and the homeowner. So if you fit into any of those categories, or if you live in a house, this show's for you. Right, Jerry?
That's right, Jim.
All right. We've covered it all. We've been doing this for 2.5 years.
That is correct.
And one of our first guests, I think show 5, 6, something like that, was one of our best rated shows, one of the most downloaded. And we are fortunate to have that guest back in the studio today. Her name is Jennifer DeRozier. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you. Yeah. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Great to see you. How have you been? 2.5 years.
I know. A lot's been happening. Yeah. I've been great.
You've moved since then, I understand, from your social media.
Yep. We moved out to the island. We're on Boquilla now.
Wow. Great.
So, really enjoying that.
You're liking life out there,
huh? Oh, my gosh. I have a bicycle.
Yeah?
When I have time to.
there's lots of good stuff about it.
It must be
just beautiful and great. It's sunsets, right?
So peaceful. Yeah. And the water's just right there. I grew up living close to water, so it's nice to be back to where I can go anywhere and find the ocean.
Is your house close to the water?
Yeah, it is.
Really?
I can't quite see it necessarily, yeah, but I can take a quick walk and I'm there. I'm on the bay.
It's there. Yeah. That's comforting. That's comforting. Anything you find challenging about living a little bit out there?
It definitely floods very easily. Like just a heavy rainstorm and the streets into my house are a little swampy. I need some rain boots. Definitely. And oh my gosh, the mosquitoes, if we're being honest. Holy crow. I've planted a lot of lemongrass and a lot of citronella. I've found that those plants work really well.
No, they do.
Free tip.
Oh, nice. I didn't know that. I am never bothered by mosquitoes in Cape Coral. How about you, Jerry?
Sometimes, yeah. Because I'm off a 4 mile cove area and there's a lot of undeveloped land there, and especially when it gets rainy season, standing water.
That's right. Yeah. Where I live in South Cape Coral, it just isn't an issue. But
no. Yeah. First time I've dealt with it. We were not ready.
They don't spray out there, or do they?
They do. But I mean, there's so much. We live right on the edge of that Pineland Nature Preserve. And so it's just a lot of, like you say, vegetation, and which is beautiful, but holy cow.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't like mosquitoes either. Mm-mm. But in any event, we're not here to talk about insects. We're here to talk about social media today, because you have been hitting it out of the park since day one on social media, from my perspective anyway. And I'm sure it's given you some great results, which we will find out about. But so that's what we would like to talk about today. First off, if you're a realtor, you got to have social media, right?
Absolutely.
There's no way to get by without it.
I really don't think so. I mean, you can try the old-fashioned ways people used to, you know, door knock and leave little hangers and send letters and postcards. I do like to do a mix of, you know, I'll send a seasonal postcard, almost like a Christmas card, but for fall, spring, whatever. I'll send just listed or just sold letters in a neighborhood. But my primary source of marketing these days is 100% social media, internet. Yeah. That's what people use.
Yeah, I should mention that Jennifer is the broker owner at Rose Tree Realty, based in Boquilla now, right?
Yes.
Formerly of Cape Coral. yes, you've been doing that for how long with Rose Tree?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, even before Rose Tree, I started working heavy on social media, I would say, in 2012, 2014.
Is that when you got
your
license?
Yeah, in 2011, I think I got my license. I started as an unlicensed assistant, and I started working in social media, the early days of it, for my original broker, the first woman that hired me.
So you were on MySpace, huh?
Yes. Yes, wow. I was. And I had a blog.
Blog? Yeah. No, I think that's
Remember
still
those?
A thing. Yeah, it was really hot for mm-hmm. a few years. Everyone felt they needed to do a blog. You see a lot of blog links on homepages of websites and click on it. And oftentimes the blog was last updated in 2016 or something.
So, I use mine to build content to share to my social media. So I still keep it up and running. Yeah. But it's, right now it all circles back to social media.
Sure. Now, what are the main platforms that realtors should be considering when they're doing social media marketing?
When I was last here, it was Facebook. Uh-huh. That was the number one. I don't know that I even had an Instagram. If I did, I think it was mostly personal. Now, it's definitely evolved to where Facebook is important, but you also have to have an Instagram. You must. And they have a great program built into Facebook called the Business Suite so that you can write one post and then populate to both sites. And often you can also link in a Twitter to that too.
You're going to have to make sure your images are optimized for Instagram in particular, though, right?
Make sure, yeah, absolutely. So if you're sharing articles, kind of like disseminating information, that might just be more for Facebook. Instagram, you want that visual. So when you're showing a new listing, you want to put up those great pictures. If you're out house hunting and you want to do a quick video, Instagram's great for that.
60 seconds or less, right?
Yes. Yeah. And you definitely want to keep your captions and notes and that on Instagram as short as you can, short and sweet. No one's going to read a novel on Instagram that's meant for strolling.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. How about TikTok?
I do use TikTok. I think that's new. And I think as social media selling has evolved, people have had time to learn what works and what doesn't. Particularly Instagram and TikTok, you do not want to do a hard sell. So for your TikTok, if you're a salesperson, if you're in real estate, it's almost not supposed to be about your business. It's supposed to, I think, to be effective, showcase your personality so people learn who they're hiring, and then let the fact that you are in real estate sort of be an aside. You know, honestly, I think journalists are the best at it. When I go through TikTok and I see journalists will make videos doing all the TikTok trends, not just the corny dances, but other things, and they just happen to be sitting in the newsroom. Hmm. So you know they're a journalist, they never tell you. And that's how it needs to be in all sales. People hate a hard sell now. Consumers are much more educated in our industry in particular than they used to be. So they don't need us saying, you have to do this or you're not going to make it. That's just not true. So we have to show them why they like us and what our value is. Mm-hmm.
Now, where are you with YouTube? Do you use YouTube?
I do. I use YouTube, but really what my YouTube channel is for is to upload my videos so that they are able to be embedded in my website and embedded in my blog, which then populates to my social media. So I don't really, I have the hashtags on there and I have a YouTube channel for Rose Tree, but I think most of my tracking shows that the people are finding it from my social media.
Gotcha. Now, how about some of the other, well, you might call fringe platforms, like Clubhouse, for example, or some of the others. There's so many of them out there.
Yeah, I don't veer too far from the big ones. Yeah. I'm still figuring out TikTok, but it's fun, and I've learned the way to be successful on TikTok is to like let go and just be silly and let that, don't overthink it.
Really?
Instagram is very cultivated, behind the scenes, but it has to come off with an air of, again, you can't be a hard sell, so you want to show how excited you are to do your job. And I still use Facebook. I'm not really big on LinkedIn either.
I was going to ask, because I read something recently that said that's an important place for realtors to be, but you don't see it that way.
Well, I know, and I hate to, you know, like stand on that hill, but to me, what I find on LinkedIn is it's peer-to-peer. I get approached on LinkedIn by lenders that want to partner. I get recruited by other realtors, and that's all fine. But if we're talking about marketing and sales, I might throw a listing on there in case another realtor has a customer for it. But yeah, for me, that's more professional to professional, and I haven't seen a lot of results there.
Yeah, for me, LinkedIn is more about shopping for a job, not a house.
Exactly. So I might be missing the mark. If anyone has insight into why I'm wrong, send it in. But that's been my experience, so I haven't really.
Yeah. Let the record show, I haven't been near LinkedIn since I took this job. So I don't know what it's like anymore. So No reason to look.
I get a lot of sales pitches on that. Where they send you something. Hey, you seem to be in the same industry, but I'd like to partner with you. But then you look at the actual message, and it's like, yeah, we do this, and here's the service we want to sell you.
Right.
It's just really in an ad.
Yes, same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So number one for you is Instagram now.
Instagram is my number one, and my Instagram feeds into Facebook, so they both stay very active.
IGTV, do you use the component of Instagram that allows you to do longer videos?
I do. I do the same types of videos that I was pitching my first visit here, where I'll show either just a little bit about my personality, I'll do helpful tips, so I'm offering a service for free. Because you don't want to be like the pick me and I'll make your dreams come true. No, but you can tell consumers, like, I was looking at the numbers and this is what I'm finding. So here's a few helpful tips, and this is what to ask your real estate professional. If you don't have one, give me a shout, you know. So I'll make those longer videos, edit it so it gives a small clip, and that way it shows up on the main platform as well as in my Instagram story. And then,
what are the rules and ethics around using social media to sell real estate? What can you and can't you say about a listing?
I'm so grateful that you brought that up. That's been the biggest thing for me lately. And as I'm hiring and training agents, that's been the thing that I really focus on. When I was first here, very few people were using social media. So our message was just, hey, guys, you should go do this. This is the next big thing for our industry. Well, then COVID happened. Now everybody's using social media, but no one knows, or very few people seem to be following, you know, the clear cooperation policy rules, blind ads. The things that we learned back in real estate school are so crucial. So I see people going into Facebook Marketplace, different groups that are centered around real estate and sales in the community. They don't disclose that they're a real estate professional. They don't share the brokerage that they're licensed under. That's incredibly dangerous. You're just screaming to get cited. Mm-hmm. And those fines can be hefty.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're sharing your own listing, you always have to share your name, the name of your brokerage, the license that you hold, whether you're a sales associate or a broker, broker associate, and contact information. And it has to be first and last name.
Mm.
It has to be. And if you are showing pictures or linking to someone else's listing, if it's through the IDX or whatever, you must always include in your post listing offered by and then the listing brokerage. You have to do that. And all of the above, you know, also your full name, your licensure, the brokerage you work for, contact information. And you have to be so careful to present your information factually. So I do this a lot. I'm a big fan of sharing spotlight listings is what I call them. So I'll go through and I'll pull a house in the community that I would love, sincerely, just love to get to go see. Just give me a reason to see this house. And I say that a lot. Like, I just came across this listing. Oh my gosh, it's unbelievable. Obviously, when I say that, it means I didn't get this listing. You have to be very clear that the properties you're presenting that are not your own material, you're not your broker's listing, you have to make it very clear that you are not the listing agent.
Hmm.
Or you can get in big trouble for that too.
So did you say you can say the price in on social media or not?
You can. A lot of agents, in my experience, haven't been. And I think it's because they want people. That's a great way to generate leads, right? Right. The minute someone sends you a private message, there's a conversation.
Yeah.
To me, though, what I see in those comments when I look through other people's posts is you're really ticking off the consumer.
Right.
You know, they get really frustrated. They really do.
Yeah, they see the listing in beautiful photos, which begs the question, how much? Should I even be looking at this?
Exactly.
Yeah, I've seen that as well. And a lot of the traffic drops off once the price is out.
Yes. Yeah. So you have to be so careful not to mislead people.
And when you see one of those violations, if you're surfing as a realtor and you see someone else that you go, oh, I mean, that's a total violation, or you know whose listing it might be, what's your avenue to kind of address that? Do you call the association? What's your first point of action?
Well, that gets tricky because, number one, just personally, I hate conflict. So I don't love that.
Can of worms.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And in this industry, there's so many of us, but we all seem to work with each other. We all know each other for the most part. So a lot of times if it's someone I know or have experience with, I might send them a message. It's hard because you don't want to come across like a goody two shoes or a know-it-all and create bad blood. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, though, my own personal experience, I shared something about saving a buyer of mine a significant amount of money off of the purchase price. Mm-hmm. I did not give particulars. I did not share the property address, the listing agent, and the home was past appraisal. Mm-hmm. So it covered all the boxes. Another realtor in our association absolutely lost their mind, did not contact me, but in the public comments, tagged the listing agent, shared all the personal information that I made sure to keep from. Oh. So basically created a violation where there was none.
Right.
And I don't know what that issue was. And then they also called the listing agent. And the listing agent called me at 10 o'clock at night and was like, I'm reporting them. You're not doing anything wrong. And I'm really sorry you had to take that post down. Mm-hmm. You know, people value ethics. So just if you're being ethical, then you're good. So if you see something that's going to get someone in trouble, maybe send a private message directly to them. Be like, heads up, I heard they're really cracking down on social media marketing. Throw your brokerage name up there. I know that as far as the professional development committee is concerned, they really want you to be helping them, not police your peers, but, you know, just create the environment that we're all being compliant. Mm-hmm. I mean, so I know that's important to them because they can't be everywhere.
Yeah, that code of ethics is the foundation of the real estate business.
Yes.
For realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors. By the way, I found out something recently that I wasn't aware of, and maybe you are, that the fines that the Florida Gulf Coast MLS levies from time to time for violations, that money we donate it to our housing foundation. So it's not like a money grab where people are coming in to enrich the coffers for revenue purposes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think the thing that stuck in my mind when I was in, you know, learning these things was that they're not out to get you. Those forces that are policing and enforcing, they are trying to educate you. You know, so it's not like they're hunting so that they can take your money away.
Right.
I mean, they really.
No,
exactly. Like, just it. Don't you want to do it right so that you can be proud? That's the thing.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah.
All right. We're coming up on a very quick break here. Jennifer, if you don't mind sticking around, I've got a lot more questions for you.
Great.
So we'll be right back after this.
Hi, I'm Josh Cadillac, and you're listening to the Royal Palmcast.
Hi, this is Sandra Aguilar, President of the Women's Council of Realtors Cape Coral Fort Myers, and you're listening to the Royal Palmcast.
This is Jim Sandville, and you're listening to the Royal Palmcast.
Hey, Ryan, up for a little Pac-Man?
Dude, Pac-Man, huh? That's a blast from the past. Yeah, well, I'm all out of quarters, so...
That's okay, dude. How about we hop in the DeLorean and head out for some rollerblading?
Not interested, Jason. Dude, just put down your Walkman and listen to me. Let's plan to go someplace we'll both really love.
That is?
It's like the 2021 Realtor Trade Show presented by the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association.
Realtor trade show, huh?
Yes, sir. And the theme is, I love the 80s.
Oh, I'm in.
I thought so. And anyway, I'm talking about dozens of exhibitors showcasing goods and services that realtors like me need. Lenders, inspectors, title companies, insurance brokers, and lots more.
Righteous.
Plus, they'll have cash giveaways totaling $1,500. It's all happening Thursday, October 14th at Suncoast Credit Union Arena at Florida Southwestern College. It goes from 4 to 7 p.m., and all members of RPCRA are invited.
Sweet. That's one place where people won't look at me funny when I strut around with my boombox and acid-wash jeans.
And one more thing?
Yeah?
The 80s called. They want their mullet back.
We hope you're enjoying the Royal Palmcast, a production of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association, your association for realtor resources, services, and education in Southwest Florida. We're committed to the success of all our members and advocate for property rights, both commercial and residential. We continue our efforts educating and influencing policymakers at all levels about issues important to realtors and homeowners. RPCRA also leads the way with community involvement, market analysis, and member engagement, all of which contribute to a superior realtor experience. With two convenient locations in Fort Myers and Cape Coral, the staff of RPCRA is here for you. You'll find us online at rpcra.org and across social media, including Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, SoundCloud, and all major podcast apps. Be sure to subscribe, like, share, and follow us to stay current on all our upcoming classes and events. Now, back to Jim Sandville and the Royal Palmcast.
We are back for part two of the Royal Palmcast. We are here today with Jennifer DeRozier, who is the broker owner of Rose Tree Realty of Boquilla, Florida, formerly of Cape Coral. But Jennifer actually works throughout Southwest Florida. How far away have you listed a house? Naples?
I have two properties listed right now in Pinellas County.
Wow.
I just closed a deal in Jacksonville.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you told me you were in Jacksonville recently.
I don't make a habit of it. It's more for long-time customers. I've had a lot of luck. I've been very grateful to have repeat customers. And so when we build those relationships and they start moving farther and farther away, they then don't trust the people I try to refer them to.
Oh, wow. That's so, quite a testament to your integrity.
And, well, I appreciate that. Yeah. It means now they're asking me to get licensed in D.C. because they're planning on moving out of state.
Really? Wow. Yes. It's going to cost a few dollars, right?
It just might. Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez. Well, but typically, though, you're in Lee County, Florida.
I prefer to stay right here in Southwest Florida. Yes. Lee County. I'm working with someone who I may be taking their listing in Bradenton, but that's probably as far north as I'd like to travel.
Are you finding more listings available, or do you have to beat the bush even harder to get them these days?
Well, it's an interesting phenomenon right now. I'd go on listing appointments and get plenty of listing appointments, but it was to use my ability to check pricing. And then they would say, well, we're going to try and sell it on our own. Ugh. And then if it doesn't sell, and you know, we all know, any experienced realtor knows the spiel of how to articulate our value. And my personal approach to real estate is building relationships. So what did I do? I helped them find a rental to get into so that they could list their home and not worry about showings. I helped them with pricing. I found them a stager. And we're still in touch because it still hasn't sold. So I do know that it's going to be worth my time if they don't find a buyer for it. And maybe when they go to their new construction, they'll remember to call me. So, Yeah, but that's been my listing experience.
All right, gotcha. Do you do Collier County at all, Naples?
I do. I've sold a little bit down in Naples.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I tend to go north instead of south.
Which Port Charlotte, Matagorda.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're pleased to have you in our backyard and as a member of our association. Now, you're very active with the association, especially lately, right?
Yes.
What boards are you on? Committees?
This year, I've done the Public Policy Committee, which is really fascinating and interesting. And then I also did the Professional Development Committee, which is something that I'm super passionate about. So I've enjoyed that just like tremendously.
Yeah, I saw you recently at as part of a panel at the broker event that we had here.
Yes.
Yeah, was that fun?
That was terrifying.
Terrifying.
I have never been a panelist. I've been a member of this association since I was an unlicensed assistant in 2010. Ah. And this is the first year that I've really been super involved in committees and things. So it was supreme imposter syndrome.
I don't believe that. I heard you. You were very good. You were on point that day.
Thank you. Absolutely. I hear it went well, but I was not in my body then.
Well, guess what? You can watch the video. If you go to our YouTube channel and I think Facebook, you will find a video of, I think, 2 months ago or so, our broker breakfast or broker roundtable.
Broker roundtable. Yeah. Hot topics for a hot market.
That's right. That is correct. Hot topics, hot market. We've got them both.
Yes.
So getting back into social media, which is the subject of today's program, do you have some general tips you can throw in our direction that will help realtors out there get the job done?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Number one, I would say we offer a social media class at the board. It's the first year, I believe, this class has been offered, and all thanks to Angela for bringing us this new material.
And by the board, you mean RPCRA?
Yes, the Royal Palm Coast, yes.
Realtor Association.
We had that class, and I think it was a webinar, so I believe that the video will be available in our member library.
I'll be the one that
Jerry,
puts
do you know,
it there.
Do you know anything about
Jerry,
that?
Jerry, thank you. So check that out, because that will have a lot of valuable information.
Right.
But more specifically, just for myself, watch out for that clear cooperation policy. Maybe give that a read. If you go on to the main page of our Royal Palm Coast MLS, you can click on the clear cooperation policy in its entirety right on that page. And one of the things that I see so often in social media is people get excited when we get a new listing. I do too. But then you share a coming soon. That's not allowed. That's a huge violation. So know what you're posting. Maybe give it a double check. If you're new and you're not sure, have your broker look over it before you make it live, because you don't want to do something that's going to get you in trouble. And then your peers that are going to be bringing your buyers or, you know, sellers, they're going to feel that maybe you're not on their caliber if you're making easy to avoid mistakes.
Yeah, and any broker worth their salt is going to be able to guide you with that.
Absolutely.
And the page you're referring to is Dashboard MLS?
Yes,
right?
Sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
.com. Yeah, that's right. What else have you observed about social media that would be helpful for our listeners to know?
Well, I think that the thing that draws people in is authenticity. And I know I said that last time, too. Mm-hmm. So when you're sharing information, make sure that it's accurate. Make sure that you have to own the fact that you are a professional. So always be clear about your licensure. But that doesn't mean you have to be dry. So, you know, share your personality, but don't, if you're new, share that you're new. Don't pretend you're something you're not.
Well, what if your name is Crazy Eddie and you get a really nutty personality? How far do you want to go with that zaniness?
Yeah, for sure. You're asking someone that was just doing a TikTok trend with pumpkin slippers last week on
really?
So how far should I go? I don't know, but it all depends on the platform. Maybe save the craziness for TikTok and Instagram stories. keep it off of like LinkedIn, Twitter.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you always see in the automobile business, you see some crazy car salesman guy who's got some shtick going on. Yeah. You don't see that in real estate so much.
No, and that's probably good. I mean, you want people to trust you, right? Yeah. You're approachable, but you're not insane.
That's right.
That's going to be more challenging, though, for some people that don't have the best outgoing nature or don't like to be on camera.
Yeah. So my tips for that, because you can't force it. And I remember going to a brokerage before opening Rose Tree, and it was right, you know, my social media presence was building. So I was being asked to train on that. And you do, especially people who aren't comfortable using social media in general in private life, are certainly not going to be, you know, easygoing on camera. So you don't have to be. I mean, you can create content. You can show pictures of, you know, whatever you're doing in your day. It doesn't always have to be about houses. Mm-hmm. But there are ways to be present without being in front of the camera all the time.
Mm. By the way, what is the goal of your social media? How do you measure success? Is it through clicks through to the website? Is it through phone calls, emails, all the above?
Yeah, it depends on the particular post. So right now I have a sponsored post running for a listing that I just landed. So that one I track the clicks. And I do that to make sure that my social media rollout, my marketing rollout is effective. And I want to know how many people are actually seeing this property. I was reading a book recently about social selling. And the thing about social media is it's a long game. So it's hard to track it based on how many closed deals you get. It's easier to think of it in terms of touches. So when you're selling, you know, sending out postcards, it's like 100 touches gets you, you know, 10 calls gets you one appointment. So for social media, you just want to be present. You want to make sure that you're active, consistent. The more exposure you have, the more targeted your audience is. So by that, I mean, if you're running posts, choose like a farm area, make sure that it's in accordance with federal fair housing guidelines. You know, you don't want to be discriminatory and say, I only want rich people who are retired. You know, you're not allowed to do that. Right. But just be consistent with it. And the way you're going to measure your success is the amount of times people, click on your stuff, leave a little comment, shares, and just your following. Yeah. If you see your numbers go down, reevaluate what content you're putting out and try to fix it.
What was the most single most effective post you ever did? Which one got the most buzz?
Oh my gosh, that's a good question. My walkthroughs when I'm doing an open house and I do live walkthroughs and answer questions, that gets a lot. And I think my Q&A, when I tell buyers what to ask at open houses, is probably my most viewed. Offering that free information. I think that one had a few thousand.
So with the live walkthroughs, do you get more traffic during the live portion or later when it's recorded and available?
Probably later.
Yeah.
I do get a lot of people peeping in, and it depends. If I build an event for the open house, and then I share the event maybe a week before so that it gets, you know, lots of attention outside of my regular followers. Once I go live, everyone that's responded to the event sees the live.
Are there any posts that you have put out there that you later regretted?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Really?
Oh,
can you tell me about one or two?
Over the weekend, I think your wife liked it, actually.
Really?
She caught it before I took it down. I was showing houses, and my buyer fell in love with this house. So we took up our entire allotment of time. And when we came downstairs, there were two other buyers with their agents waiting. And the agents were not professionally courteous, I'll say, and in front of all of our customers. And so I wrapped up the showing. By the way, my lady ended up offering, so it was worth our time. And she got it, so congratulations. Yeah. But I went live. I went live on the way home, and I was like, I would like to do a poll. I want to know, other professionals out there, would you just come upstairs and knock, because that totally would have been fine? Or would you have pulled me aside separately and said, hey, you know, my people were on a tight schedule? Or do you think that, am I wrong for taking up that window? I didn't know there were other appointments. The calendar was open when I made my appointment. I regret doing that 100% because that was more personal. And it wasn't personal like, hey guys, I'm making an apple crisp today. It was personal like, I'm irritated and I'm a professional and that has no place on my professional page.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anything else you need to unburden yourself with about social media before we jump into the next phase of our program?
Yeah, I think just please read the clear cooperation policy. Stop posting coming soons. If it's a pocket listing, if it's not active on the MLS, you are not allowed to market that listing. And that's a serious violation. It's not fair. It gives other people an advantage and not everybody, and that's not right.
By the way, how do you manage the personal Facebook page versus the business one? Should you even have a personal social media account if you're a realtor?
That's a good question. If you have a personal social media account, I would suggest getting very familiar with the privacy settings. My background is not only that I'm a realtor and I do very public things now with the board, I'm also married to a local police officer. And I get him in a lot of trouble with my personal posts.
You do.
I am of a different belief system than most of the people my husband works with, yes. So my public and private pages are night and day, and my private page is absolutely locked down. I have customers that try to find me and colleagues, lenders, you know, and they see my personal page and I send them a message and say, actually, this is where you want to go. You don't want to see this, I promise.
Have you ever gotten a call from the Internal Investigations Department about some of your posts? You got to tone this down.
No, I have gotten a call from my husband's major once.
Really? Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Friend to friend. Yeah, we kid.
That's good. All right. Now, we have come to what's actually my favorite part of the program. You may remember from your last visit, Jennifer, where you went through this exercise before. We're going to do it again because I can't remember any of your answers, to be honest with you. So we're going to jump into it. This is what we call the lightning round. And this is a huge deal for Mr. Jerry Johnson, who every time we do a show and there's a lightning round coming up, he has to get up super early. Drives from his waterfront mansion in Cape Coral to North Fort Myers.
My mansion keeps getting bigger every show.
Seven bedrooms or eight. I can never count high. But in any event, Jerry drives 5:30 in the morning, was it? 4:30, 5:30?
4:15
a.m.
I thought you told me 3.
4:15.
Well, 3 is when I get up.
He gets up at 3. Right. And he drives out there. He goes to a Supra box in North Fort Myers where we have stashed the questions for today's lightning round.
That's right.
Now, these are on official 3x5 game show host cards that you see on television. And Jerry's going to unlock that super box that he retrieved earlier today in North Fort Myers. Jerry, do you have the super box opened?
I do in here.
It is open.
Here you go, Jerry.
And I have the questions in my hand, 3x5 cards. And you know they're official if they are written on these cards. So here we go. You ready for the lightning round, Jennifer?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. I would not be so ready if I were you.
I'm not ready.
I got some humdingers. No, it's all good. It's all good. Where would you live if not in Florida?
Vermont.
Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
You're from New England.
I am. I'm from Massachusetts.
You love New England. Vermont has great maple syrup and skiing, all those things. So
yeah,
that's a great spot.
I'm trying. Every year I put together a pitch to my husband, and every year he looks it over and says, absolutely not. And then we move on.
I went to Vermont once, and we were driving down a road, and someone had hit a moose in front of us.
That happens
there.
We got
moose parts on the vehicle we were traveling because we were behind them.
Or as we called it, lunch when I was a kid.
A lot of lunches.
So you're going to live on Lake Champlain? Where are you going to live?
I would like to be in the mountains.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice,
real secluded. Nice.
Keechee Gorge. Beautiful. All right. Hey, what is your guilty pleasure, Jennifer? Something you don't typically reveal.
The type of music I listen to.
Which is?
A lot of heavy hip hop.
Heavy hip hop?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of
silly
pop. Like hip hop. My son went to see Kesha. And I was incredibly jealous, and I was very angry with him for not inviting me.
Who's your favorite artist?
Oh my gosh, that's too big a question.
Name two or three that you really like.
I have been listening. My guiltiest, not my favorite artist, but the guiltiest song in my arsenal is probably Kid Laroi duetting with Miley Cyrus, who I've never appreciated. But I love the song. It's called Without You, and I'm trying to get my husband to learn it with me. That's now I'm blushing. That's
right,
my shame.
Because you're a performer. Mm-hmm. You're a singer.
And we'll be seeing that on TikTok very soon.
Yes. Fantastic.
Wow, well, we'll be watching for that. Hey, what childhood hobby do you still have?
Reading. Reading and writing.
Big reader. Big writer.
Huge bookworm.
Huh. Last book you read was?
I just finished all three Discovery of Witches books.
Discovery of Witches?
And outstanding books, and the show is on AMC. Huh. And I'm almost done with the first book in the Outlander series.
So you read for pleasure.
Super. I'm also reading The Social Side of Selling. I just read Elizabeth Warren's biography, and I'm reading a book called The Art of Cozy. So when it's not ridiculous fantasy reading, it's, you know, political biographies and things like that.
Good stuff. All right. Now tell me about some of your favorite things. What's your favorite sport as a participant?
As a participant, tennis.
And as a viewer?
Football.
Football. You're a Patriots fan, if memory serves.
Big Patriots fan, although all of my favorite people are gone now, so I'm at the beginning.
Yeah,
I'm like a newbie.
You didn't follow Tom Brady down to our team now in Florida.
I'm sorry, who?
Giselle's husband.
Somebody burned a bridge.
I don't know what happened to that guy. Yeah, I heard he was a ghost.
Yeah, we'll move on. She's ghosted Tom Brady. It's gotten ugly here. So what's your favorite food?
Anything Italian.
Italian?
Yeah.
Anything.
My grandmother's meatballs, cannolis. My husband says that we've never been anywhere that offers cannolis where I haven't walked out with at least one.
Really?
That's probably true. That's a fair statement.
All right, that's fair. All right. What's your favorite movie?
Oh, gosh. When Harry Met Sally.
Ah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
That's one of those movies. And what's your favorite restaurant to take out of town clients to?
Ooh, great question. It depends on the vibe. So if it's casual, I take them to Nevermind and the Hop, because you can't get a better cheeseburger anywhere. And those volcano rolls are like, oh, my gosh.
For sure.
I also love Point 57. So I recommend people to go there a lot because they have a scratch kitchen. Where else? There's one other place. Oh, the Standard. We go to the Standard a lot. My husband plays there, actually.
Oh, where is that located?
That's right. I remember you told us about you guys play.
Yep. That's the they have three, actually. They have the downtown location right on Broadway. And then they have a Page Field location, and they're opening a third location, but it's not open yet.
What kind of food do they serve there?
Super comfort food. They have amazing brunches. That's where you'll find my husband.
Mr. Brunch. Huh?
Is there brunches? But yeah, they have like burgers, gigantic burgers.
I'll be checking that out too.
Mm-hmm.
What celebrity, Jennifer, have you been told you resemble?
What's her name? Jennifer Garner.
Jennifer Garner?
I think it's more my bubbly personality than my looks.
You both bubble. Yep.
And now I'm all gray. When I had dark hair, I could see it. Now that I'm silvery, I'm kind of like, I don't look like anybody. like my mother.
It's really not that silvery. Not that silvery. Let the record show.
Well, thank you.
All right. Jennifer, do you do any imitations? I don't recall from the last
visit. God, no. I cannot. I'm incapable.
You're still denying that.
It's a fact. It's humiliating. I can't do it.
Okay. All right.
Sorry.
All right. Now I hold in my hand the very last lightning round question, and here it is. You get one bucket list item. What is it?
I want to go to Alaska.
Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
Why?
No hesitation. I was very obsessed with the show Northern Exposure.
Oh, I love that. I love that show.
And I just want to live in Alaska for a year. And my husband says he'll bring me there, visit for a weekend, and then pick me up a year later. He's like, absolutely not.
In the summer, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's one of the most beautiful places on earth, I've been told by everyone I know who's been there. So
yep.
Sounds like a worthy destination. Hey, Jennifer, thank you so much for carving some time out for us today. I know you're a busy woman. I appreciate your being here.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. And thank you, Jerry Johnson.
Oh, well, you're very welcome, Jimmy. Thank you, Jim.
My pleasure. Hey, Jennifer, if people want to get in touch with you, how would they do that?
Well, you can go to my website. It's rosetreerealty.com. Send an email, jennifer@rosetreerealty.com. And then just check out my social media. You can find me everywhere. Just stay away from the TikTok unless you want to see silly dances.
The social media accounts are under Rose Tree as opposed to your name.
You can search both.
Either one.
Yep, okay. And they'll pop up.
Very good, very good. So thank you so much for everything you've taught us today. I also want to thank everyone here at the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association, including our CEO, Beata Jones. She is always very supportive of what we're doing here. And if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can do so by sending an email to shows@rpcra.org, and we would be pleased to hear from you. So until next time, I want to thank you for listening. I'm Jim Sandville, and we'll look forward to seeing you again next time.
Thanks for listening to the Royal Palmcast. Be sure to listen again every week on your favorite podcast app and visit the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association website at rpcra.org and our social media pages, including Facebook and our YouTube channel. Check out all of our RPCRA platforms and make sure to subscribe and share. For information about this show or other RPCRA productions, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at shows@rpcra.org. This has been a production of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association.